Tishrei Sefta Shavuos Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Esvei. Actually, as we said in the previous year, the entire sugya that we are now in the middle of learning, the sugya of how and when Kachim can be redeemed, is brought because of our Mishnah in the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. Our Mishnah is quoted, and actually that's exactly what we're up to, where our Gemara is now going to quote and ask a question based on our Mishnah. But a word of introduction. As we discussed in the previous year, our sugya that we've been learning is how, under certain circumstances, can kachim that have a kedushas haguf be redeemed. And the Gemara has established it works with the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna. But Bezdin, so to speak, up front, makes a condition that when necessary, for example, as we discussed in the previous year, there's always going to be a situation where Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is the cutoff date, which is the new year for the Machzah Shekel, comes, and there's going to be leftover animals that were designated for the Karban Tamid. We're always going to have a situation, as we discussed in the previous year, that as the new year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, begins, we're going to have leftover Ketores, and we're going to need to figure out how to deal with that, those leftovers. And the Gemara taught us the Lev Bezdin Masna. Rava taught us the Bezdin makes the Tanai affront that when such need comes up, that they were never Kodesh in the first place, and therefore, since they were never Kodesh in the first place, they remain redeemable. We learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about a number of Seirim that are brought on different occasions. There was the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, there's the Seir Achitzin of Yom Kippur, and there's the Seir of the Regalim. And we learned in our Mishnah that according to Rav Shimon, those three Seirim serve for different purposes. The Seir Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav Shimon, is there for Tahar, somebody who's Tahar away, Kachim that are Tamei. The Seir Achitzin is there for somebody who was Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, he wasn't aware up front that he's Tamei, Aval Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Soif. And the Seir Regalim for somebody Ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Soif. And our Mishnah picks up on a dialogue that takes place between the Chachamim, and who the Chachamim are, we will soon learn in our Gemara, and Rav Shimon. Amru loy l'Rav Shimon, the Chachamim who they should not be, said to Rav Shimon. Ma'ash yikvu zeh b'zeh. The question was, if you have leftover, that let's say the simplest situation is that these kabonis were, these animals that were designated, the seerim that were designated for whatever purpose they were designated, ended up getting misplaced, and they needed to bring a carbon, so they brought a different carbon. What could you do with these leftover seerim on the next yontif? Amru, yikruhu. If you didn't use it, let's say, for a shchaydish, you use it for yontif, you use it for Yom Kippur. Amru lo yisrach hachamim seter of Shimon, hoil ve'en kaparos and shava. As we just said, according to Rav Shimon, each one of the seerim has a very special and specific and unique purpose. Amalai, hoil v'en kaparos and shava, hechen kraven. How could they be interchanged? Amalahen. So Rav Shimon responded, kulam ba'an l'chaper al tumas megdash v'kadoshav. They all have the same basic purpose. They all speak about tumas megdash v'kadoshav, and that's why they could be used. Ask the Gemara, why did Rav Shimon have to say that? Why couldn't Rav Shimon have said, and there are a number of ways of responding to this, of understanding the Gemara's question. We'll first learn with Rashi's psak. Why couldn't Rav Shimon just simply have answered, Lei Bezdin Masna Leim? And what does Lei Bezdin Masna Leim say? That the Bezdin made a t'nai up front, that if I won't use it for this purpose, I'll use it for another purpose. The fact that Rav Shimon didn't give that answer, why? It was so committed to this concept of Lei Bezdin Masna. That's one way of explaining the Gemara's question. That's Rashi's way of explaining the Gemara's question. The Rimi Gash takes a different approach. The Rimi Gash says that why doesn't the Gemara, if there is indeed a concept of Lei Bez the Masna, so why do we have to figure out what to do with these animals? Lei Bez the Masna teaches us that if I don't need the animal, because I used a different animal, it's no longer Kaidish. I can be paid it on money. So why do I shouldn't have to say I could use it for another purpose? Because they're all in the same category. Of Tuma, he could have said, just redeem it. The fact that he went out of his way to say that Kulam Yikavu Zeh B'Zeh is a clear indication that he doesn't hold of the concept of Lei Bez de Masna, which we've said is so crucial in understanding the Sugya of Kachim. Ask the Rishonim that just in the previous year when we discussed the concept of Lei Bez de Masna, we said that the Chazal only used this concept in a Milsa de Shlichin, something that comes up. However, here we're referring to a situation where an animal got lost. Is that a common situation that the animal got lost and got misplaced and I brought another animal and now I find the first animal that I should say Lei Bez de Masna? The Gemara clearly said we don't do that. So I saw a number of answers in the Rishonim. One answer the Rishonim give is that when the Gemara said, the Ramban says this Teretz, when the Gemara said in the previous year that we don't say Lei Bez de Masna, means that to go and take the animal or whatever it was that was Kodesh and redeem it and use it for Chol, we don't want to use that concept for Lei Bez de Masna unless we need to. But here what are we going to accomplish with Lei Bez de Masna? We're going to use it the next Yontif. That's not a problem to use Lei Bez de Masna. That's one pshat I saw. Another pshat that I saw is since, as I mentioned, and we've learned so many times, there are so many occasions throughout the year where you bring the serum, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodeshim, Yom Kippur. So you start combining all of those occasions, it starts adding up to quite a few serum. That's not called a milsad l'shchicha. A third teretz, also very much in line with what we're learning in our shiurim, that since these kabbonis serve such a vital purpose, because as we've been learning, the concern of tumma is such a serious concern, therefore it's considered something that Chazal certainly should have employed the concept of Lei Bez de Masna if they could have. And therefore the Gemara's question is, why does Rav Shimon have to come up with a reason? It's an obvious reason that you should have said Lei Bez de Masna. Answers the Gemara, Rav Shimon Kamrit, you're asking according to Rav Shimon less Lei Bez de Masna Lame. Rav Shimon doesn't buy into this concept of Lei Bez de Masna. However, the Rishonim point out, it's not that he's completely not bought into it. He certainly is bought into it in two situations. One is when something only has Kachi Bedek Habayis, or Kedusha Stomim, as we called it in the previous year. There he'll buy into Lei Bez de Masna. What's the Raya? The best Raya is, we started today's shiur and we spoke about extensively in the previous year, what do you do with the leftover Ketiris? The only way to figure out what to do with the Ketiris is by relying on Lei Bez de Masna. Why? Because Rav Shimon is going to hold that Ketiris only has Kedusha Stamim, the Kedusha Stamim Rav Shimon is fine with Lei Bez de Masna. One point. Another point that the Rosh Hashanah make is, if there will be a circumstance where Rav Shimon won't have anything else what to do but rely on Lei Bez de Masna, then he'll rely on Lei Bez de Masna. What's the Raya that Rav Shimon doesn't buy into Lei Bez de Masna? Domrav Idi Bar Ovin, Omrav Amrav Yoichran, Tmidim Shlohut Loyotzuch Lutzibur, Ledivir of Shimon, Ein Niftim Tmidim. According to Shimon, there is no way to redeem them. The Rechamim, Niftim Tmimim. Why according to Rabbanan Niftim Tmimim? Because Lei Bez de Masna Leim. Why according to Shimon do we do Yirat Shiestav? We let them become Balimum. And only after they become Balimum do we use them for Oilus Kites and Mizbech. We'll describe what that means later in the Shir. Because if Shimon doesn't buy into Lei Bez de Masna Leim. Ask the Gemara. We've now identified that Rav Shimon that doesn't hold of the concept of Lei Bez de Masna, Rabbanan disagree with him. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, the plegalator of Shimon, Manin, who are those Rabbanan? In name Rabbanan Doctorus, if you'll argue it's the Rabbanan Doctorus, we because as we said, you have to know what to do with the Ketairis as Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, and we have leftover Ketairis. We could say Shani Ketairis. Ketairis is very different. The Labas Rihi. There is no, as I said a moment ago, there's nothing you can do with the Ketairis. Buy an animal, you can let the animal become Balmum, sell it, and use it. You can't do that with Ketairis. Ella, Rabbanan de Paro. It's the Rabbanan of the mission that we discussed extensively also in the previous year, that the Parah Aduma, that we learned in the previous year, that if the Parah Aduma, the best example, Matza Cheres Noimena, if a Parah Aduma was designated, and then a nicer Parah was found, you could replace it and be part of the first Parah. So you see that by Parah, we use the concept of Lei Bez de Masna, for otherwise, how could it be redeemed once it already became Kodesh? Says the Gemara, you can't bring a rye from Parah. Because as we said in the previous year, Dilma Shani Parah, the Domeh Yikorim. The Parah is very expensive. That's why Chazal established the concept of Lei Bez de Masna. But by regular carbon, we don't know what the Rabbanan will hold. So we're still trying to identify who are these Rabbanan that argued Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, El Rabbanan da Amrulai. How did we begin today's shir? We began today's shir with the Rabbanon speaking to Rav Shimon and asking Rav Shimon, how could the Kabbonis, if we have Kabbonis left over that weren't used because it got lost, what could we do when we find the original animal? Now, let's think about our Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah on that base. If we recall, we learned the Mishnah, there are three opinions about the three Seirim that I spoke about at the beginning of the Shir. There are really two extremes. There's the opinion of Rav Shimon, who I reviewed, that says that each Seir has a very specific purpose. There's the opinion of Rameya, which is the other extreme, that say that all the Seirim work for all the reasons. That means we said there are three reasons. A Torah eating Tomei, Ein Bayidi Eloi B'Tchil V'Loi B'Soif, Ein Bayidi B'Tchil Avo Yesh Bayidi B'Soif. And Ramey's opinion is it's one big mixture and every Sar works for every other occasion. And Rabbi Yehuda, as we recall, somewhat of a hybrid. He says that the Sar of Rosh Chodesh works for Torah the Eid Tomei, but he says the Sar of Regalim, the Sar of Yom Kippurim, work for the same purpose. So now, when we have an our Mishnah, somebody challenging, as we started the shiur today, somebody challenging Reb Shimon, somebody challenging Reb Shimon, saying, how could you use one carbon for another situation? Who is the person? Ask the Gemara. V'larabonim, Darmalai, it's Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda, obviously, has the same problem as Reb Shimon. Because he has the Kabbonis having the same purpose. And he's asking a question. And Mamayda Yehudahi, so the Gemara is assuming that's Rabbi Yehuda. And what's Rabbi Yehuda saying to Rabbi Shimon? What he's saying to him is like this. Bishlam Lididi, I who buy into the concept that mean Allah lay bez the masna layem, I who follow that concept. So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem, says the Gemara, if one isn't available if one is lost and then is found. I'm Talach Yikavu, because Bezda made the Tanai. But you who don't follow this concept, why could the carbon that was not used on the first yontif be available on the next yontif? So we see that it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Let's understand what I'm saying. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are in agreement that the carbonas serve the same purpose. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say lay bez de masna. Rabbi Shimon has to come up with a different reason because he doesn't buy into lay bez de masna. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily a person who's addressing Reb Shimon and Amishna. Dilma Rameyi. The one addressing Reb Shimon and Amishna is Rameya. Vach Kamalei. And what Rameya is saying to Reb Shimon is like this. Bishlam Ludidi Damin and Kol Asirim Kaparas and Shava. I who am of the opinion, says Rameya, as we explained a moment ago, that all the Kabbonis serve the exact same purposes. So my position, that if the carbon wasn't used on the first Yontif, which should be used on the next yontif, is very understandable. Bishem hachi yikrevu, because they all serve the same purposes anyway. El lidach, but you, Reb Shimon, who, as we explained, doesn't hold that way. You hold that every carbon has a very specific purpose. Elidach amay yikrivu. So it can't be Rav Shimon's opinion. It can't be. We can't say it's Rameya, because the reason Rameya allows the carbon that wasn't used on this occasion to be used on the next occasion, because it's the exact same situation. Although I did see interesting machlokes Rishonim, Rameya, who's saying that if, let's use an example, that let's say Rosh Chodesh came and the animal for whatever reason wasn't used, we use it in the next Yontif. What does that on Yontif, let's say, that comes? What does that mean? Doesn't mean that, like I said, if it wasn't used in Rosh Chodesh, because it got lost, let's say, I find it, I'll use it the next occasion I have. That's Pashuk Shan in the Gemara. And that's the way the Me'iri learns the Gemara. The Rimigash learns the Gemara differently. He says, if the animal was lost, but we wanted to bring the carbon that we're obligated to bring, so we replaced that carbon. So the carbon was brought. Even Ramey will agree that the animal was found should not be used next occasion. Rather, he'll say that animal should go for Oilus Ketim Mizbeach, because the purpose has already been accomplished. But again, there's no raya that Rameya has anything to do with Lev Mezdas de Masna. So we're back to where we started. We're trying to identify who is the Shita that holds Lev Mezdas de Masna, and we haven't been able to find those Rabbanim. Ella, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Gemara Garmalai. And Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah. The Divrei in the Shimon, Einiftin. According to Shimon, there, we don't rely on Lev Mezdas de Masna. The Divrei Chachamim, Niftin. According to Chachamim, we do have it. What is the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's Kabbalah? So Rishonim say, our Mishnah is the very basis of the Kabbalah. The fact that our Mishnah, we find in our Mishnah a dialogue with Rabbi Shimon, said Rishonim, beautiful pshat. The fact that we find in our Mishnah the need to try to understand why Rabbi Shimon allows that the carbon that wasn't used at this occasion, it should be used at the next occasion, is a clear indication that he doesn't buy into Lev Mezdas de Masna. Because were he to buy into it, it's obvious that it's fine. The fact that we have to find, the fact that Rav Shimon has to come up with a svara is a raya that he doesn't agree to Lev Mezdas de Masna. Ask the Gemara, but if so, Ula Rav Shimon, the less Lev Mezdas de Masna layim, that he doesn't hold the Lev Mezdas de Masna. And therefore, if the animal ended up not being used, you can't just be paidit, my avdin lay, what do you do? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Yitzchak, Amr Rav Yochanan, Mekitzim Behenem Zimzbeach. What's Mekitzim Behenem Zimzbeach means as follows, and the Gemara will describe it more soon, is there's a concept of Oilus Ketzim Zimzbeach. Oilus Ketzim Zimzbeach means that they never wanted the Mizbeach should be empty for a moment. So if there are Kabbalahs that have to be brought, those Kabbalahs should be brought. But let's say there's nobody bringing any carbon. That point, they should bring these animals. I want to make two very important points that the Rishonim make. Why don't we have a problem that these animals are from last year and now it's this year? The answer is that for Oilus Ketz Mizbeach, there's no concept of last year, this year. It's only for Kabbalahs that were obligated to bring the carbon Tamid or the Kabbalahs of Yom Tovim. For Oilus Ketz Mizbeach, we could use last year's Shkolim. One point. But there's another very, very important point that Ritva keeps on emphasizing as we learn today's sugya. Our Gemara, says the Ritva, is very focused on if the animal is not used, what do we do? Lev Mezdas de Masna, Reb Shimon, that doesn't know the Lev Mezdas de Masna, ask the Ritva, why is the Gemara so focused on it? We all learned numerous times, Baruch Hashem together, the concept of Yirat Shiyastavu, that if an animal can't be used, let it become Balmum and sell it. So why is Al Gemara so troubled and so focused on this? Says Ritva, the basis of the entire shir, the basis of our entire Gemara today, is a very important concept. Absolutely, you always have the option of doing Yirat Shiyastavu. But Chazal wanted to avoid Yirat Shiyastavu as much as they could. And if we have a way of being able to use the actual animal that was originally Mugdush, and not just let it become Balmum and sell it, that is so much preferable. So, and that's what the Gemara is focused on. What do we do? According to Shimon, that doesn't buy into Lev Mezdas de Masna. And that's what the Gemara says, a very beautiful teretz. We don't have to sell it. We don't have to let it become Baal Mum. We can actually use it, according to Rav Shimon, for Oilus Keitzim Mizbeach. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchak, Umayder Rav Shimon. However, Rav Shimon does agree, he says, B'siri Chattis, She'ein Mekitzim Begufam El Bedameim. Which means as follows. According to Rav Shimon, any animal, halachically, that is designated for a carbon oiler, for a carbon tzibur, whether it's an oiler, whether it's a chattis, if for some reason that actual animal wasn't used, halachically we could use that animal for oilers ketzim as bayach. And that indeed is the halacha regarding the carbon tamid. That if the carbon tamid, which is a carbon oiler, the animals couldn't be used, as we've so much described, take that animal and use it for oilers ketzim as bayach. Truthfully, the same din should be by chattis. That let's say we designated a sawyer for one of the chatos, carbon chattis that we've been discussing, and for whatever reason that animal wasn't used, we should be able to use it for carbon oil. But Rav Shimon agrees that there's a special gzeiros chazal that we shouldn't. Why? Maider Rav Shimon b'siri chattis, she'ein mekitzim begufam, don't take that animal that wasn't used and use it for koilos ketzim mizbeach, el b'dameim. Only let them become balimum and use the money to buy an oilos ketzim mizbeach. Why? Why is there this distinction? Explains the Gemara. Hacha, buy a carbon tamid, the mekara oila, that originally was designated to be a carbon oila, for hashta oila, and now oilas ketzim mizbeach is also carbon oila. That's why Rav Shimon is fine in just transferring it from being an oilas tamid to an oilas ketzim mizbeach. Aval, buy the carbon chattis, hasam the mekara chattis, originally was designated to be used as a carbon chattis, and now you're going to use it as a carbon oiler. The hashta, you're going to use it as an oiler. Gzeir la'acha kapara at l'fnei kapara. People may come to make a mistake. That not only in a situation where the carbon, where the animal was designated for carbon chattis, and for whatever reason I didn't use it as a carbon chattis, and I designated another animal as the carbon, I used another animal for carbon chattis. That's when I transferred it to be a carbon oiler. People may come to make the error, says the Gemara, that even if I didn't replace it yet, an animal that was originally designated for carbon chattis may now be used for carbon oil, which is incorrect. That's what Rav Shimon says, animal that was originally designated for carbon chattis, that animal itself should never be brought as a carbon oil. And if for whatever reason we have that animal left over, yirish yistavu, wait till it becomes balmum, sell it and use the money, the proceeds to buy a carbon oil. And the Gemara is going to bring a number of rayas that this is correct, in Rav Shimon's opinion. Amar Abaye Afanan Nami Tanina. Because we've learned, we actually in the Gemara just yesterday. Parah Asar Yom Kippurim. If the Parah Asar Yom Kippurim Sh'avdu got lost, V'Hifrish Achreim Tachteim, and then others were designated, V'Kein Sira Avodah Zarah. We spoke about that if Bezdin, Sanhedrin, gives an erroneous psak regarding Avodah Zarah, which ends up that they Klai Yisrael worshipped the Avodah Zarah accidentally, so they have to bring two kabbonis, a par and a sawyer. The sawyer is the carbon chattis, and here too, the kain sira Avodah Zarah shavdu v'ifrishu achayim tachteim kumu yimusu. When the first animal is found, they're left to die. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon Omer, yirach yistavu, we wait till they become bali mum, v'imach v'yipla demeim l'dava. Why? She'en chattis tzibim esa. Even though the halach is that normally, if an individual is designates an animal for carbon chattis, and then the individual ends up using a different animal, or the individual, Rahman Islam, passes away, that animal that he originally designated is left to die, that's when we're speaking about an individual. But these kabbanas that we just spoke about were kabbanas tzibur. Those, that special famous Halach l'Moshe Mesinai, that the Karm Chattis Shemesu Balov, the Karm Chattis Sheneskapu Balov, Mesa, doesn't apply by Chattis Tzibur. Therefore, Yir V'Shiestavu, V'Yimach V'Yiplu D'Mein L'Dova. Ask the Gemara, for my Nikvu, why do we have to go through this whole process of letting them become Balimum and being sold? And again, we have our Ritva, which the Ritva says, if we have an option of using the animal itself for a Kodesh Digger purpose, don't go through letting it become a Baal Mum. Why does Rav Shimon say Yirkavu? For my Why do we say yikvu, nikvu in a gufayu? Let's take these animals. We can't use it for karmachatis anymore because another animal was used for the karmachatis. But why not use it for nikvu in a gufayu oila? Why don't we use it for katas, for oilas ketzim izbeach? Elav shmami no, because here we're talking about a karmachatis, and we come to karmachatis, Rav Shimon agrees, gzeir lach kapar at lufnei kapar, that we're going to allow you to use any animal that was designated for karmachatis in any which way as a carbon oila. People may chas v'shalom make the mistake and just take an animal that was designated for karmachatis and hasn't been replaced and use it for carbon oil, which Rav Shimon will never agree to. So that's why he says an animal that was designated for karmachatis, that actual animal can never be brought as a carbon oil. Amar Rava, and Rava says another raya. Af anan nami tanina. A gemara that we learned in Masech de Yuma. We've discussed, and we're going still to discuss in our perek, that on Yom Kippur they made a goyrel on two seirim. Tzor la'Hashem and Tzor la'Azazel. One animal was the Tzor Anas Bifnim, and one is the Tzor la'Azazel. The Gemara Masech de Yuma discusses what happens if you had a situation, you had the Tzor la'Hashem and the Tzor la'Azazel, and one of those animals dies. Let's say the Tzor la'Hashem dies. So now, you have to bring another Tzor la'Hashem. So the Gemara says you can't just take an animal and say this will be the Tzor la'Hashem. You have to do another goyrel. You have to bring another two animals. But if you bring another two animals, you're going to end up having three animals for two. We only need two. You're going to have a new goyrel, so you're going to have a new Tzor la'Hashem, which is fine. You're going to have two Tzor la'Azazels. You only need one Tzor la'Azazel. So Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan back in Masechta Yuma, I learned it years ago. Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Tzor la'Azazel that's going to be used? The first one or the second one? But no matter which opinion you follow, you have an extra animal. What do you do with it? Amar Rav, afanan nami tanina. So the Gemara in Masechta Yuma teaches us, v'sheni, whichever is the leftover animal, yirat yistav, v'yimacher, v'yimit l'dom l'dova. Let it become balmum and sell it for oilus ketzim mizbeach. It's sort of the same question as we've been learning. V'mai, why do we go through that process? And again, wouldn't we want to use the actual animal, says the Ritva? V'mai yikrivu iu gufei oila. Why should we just take this animal and now bring it as oilus ketzim mizbeach? Shmami no, zera acha kaparo, atul fnei kaparo. Amravina another raya, afanan nami tamina, osham shemeisu balav. If you have a carbon osham, and poshpshan the Gemara is that we treat the osham to the same way we treat a carbon chatas. Osham shemeisu balav, ashin eschaper balav, yirish yistav, it should be left to become balmum, v'yimach v'yipl adam v'levendova. Bring it as an oilus ketzim as beach. Rav Elazar Omer, Yomus. We just let it die. Shu Omer, Yavi B'domav Oilov. Use, take the proceeds. So before we go further, the Rishonim actually make an interesting point. What is the difference between the opinion of the Tanakhama that says, Yirat Shistav Yimachav Yiplu Domav Vadova, and the opinion of Rabbi Shua that we use this for an oilov? Aren't they both saying the exact same thing? So Rishonim say there's a very big nafkamina. According to the Tanakhama, it's brought as an oilus ketz hamizbeach. An oilus ketz hamizbeach is a carbon seber. According to Yeshua, it's brought as an oiler of the owner. What is the nafkamina? So there are a number of nafkaminas. An oiler of the seber, an oiler brought by the seber, there's no smich. We know that on certain carbons you have to do smich, you have to lean on the animal. That's only an oilus yochid, not by an oilus seber. So according to the Tanakhama, it's treated as an oilus seber. There won't be smicha. According to Bishua, it's treated as an oilus yachid, and smicha is required. Another nafkamina. We discussed the other day that with karbanis, you have to bring along the sachim. The din that you have to bring the sachim is only by carbon yachid, not by carbon tzibur. So again, according to the Tanakhama, it's a carbon tzibur, so there's no nesachim. According to Bishua, it's a carbon yachid, and there are nesachim. One more nafkamina. We're going to learn, we're going to discuss this soon on the Beis, that a tzibur, when they're bringing a carbon oiler, can never bring oifis. We know you could bring birds as a carbon oiler, but that's only a yochid, not a tzibur. So according to the Tanakhama, that's being sold for carbon oilers tzibur, for oilers ketz mizbeach, you have to buy an animal with the proceeds. according to Rav Shua, that's being bought as a person's private oila, he doesn't have to necessarily buy an animal with the proceeds. He could buy a bird with the proceeds to be used as a carbon oila. Ask the Gemara again the same question that we've been learning. Why do we have to go through this whole process according to the Tanakhama? According to Rav Shua, v'lukav hi gufa oila. Why don't we take the animal itself that was originally designated as a carbon usher and bring it as an oila? The same reason, we're concerned that if you're going to be allowed to use this animal that was originally designated as a carbon osham, as an oila, people will not only use it under those circumstances, they'll take an animal that was designated as a carbon osham that hasn't yet been replaced and use it and just transfer it to an osham, which nobody says is acceptable. Shmamina. Tani Nami Hachi says the word, so too have we learned in a braisa, that according to Reb Shimon, when you have leftover oilus, the carbon tamid, they're used for oilus ketz mizbeach, mahem and vim and amaisus, as we learned, you're always going to have leftover carbon tamid at the end of the year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. What are done with those animals? Kayetz kebenai suach lemizbeach. You bring them like you bring fruit, benai suach of figs, on the mizbeach. So the Gemara here at this point is assuming that we take the animal and we transfer it into figs. Ask the Gemara, how can you do that? You're never allowed to bring fruit on the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean that you bring them as fruit. You take them to buy animals. However, what is the Gemara teaching us? What the Gemara is teaching us is that what is the concept of oilus ketz mizbeach? The concept of oilus ketz mizbeach is similar to the dessert. In those days, they would eat figs as dessert. So what is dessert? At the end of the meal, you have dessert. Here too, the Mizbeach, as I said earlier, they never wanted to leave it empty. It's not covered. So these carbon oilus, these animals, were used to serve that purpose. Number of interesting points. First of all, the Mefarshim point out, here we see how very much connected the famous concept that Shulchanah Shel Adam is Doimah LeMizbeach. Because here we're seeing how the Torah is comparing our own meals and the meal of the Mizbeach for us to understand the way and how a Jew should eat at his table. Furthermore, Kibnai Suach, so Taisus makes there's a long Taisus, I'm not going to go into the whole Taisus, but Taisus says from our Gemara it seems that Bnei Suach figs are of high quality. That's what's used for dessert. Taisus quotes many Gemaras with Bnei Suach are actually used as an example of an inferior fruit. So Taisus says that there are two types of Bnei Suach, good quality and poor quality. Another pshat that I saw, why are figs called Suach? We know that the word Suach means to bend down. There's a Gemara, I think it's a Gemara Masechta Brachos, that says that the Eitz Hadas that Adam Rishon did the first Aveira from, and ate from was a fig tree. What happened? He bent down to take the fruit that he was given. And from that came all the tzaras. Benoy suach, the fruit that you bent down, the noach bent down, or the marishan, I mean, bent down to eat from. But there's a very interesting halachic discussion around this Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about benoy suach, about figs, and what pasuk does the Gemara quote? Ki chol svar v'chol dvash lo yisaktir mimenu l'ishel Hashem. Which means that when we speak about figs, we don't speak about figs, we speak about honey. Fig honey. And in fact, that's pshat in the pasuk. We know that the pasuk speaks about the shivas aminim, and one of the aminim is dvash. It doesn't mean honey of a bee. It means honey of a fig. And the question comes up, if when the pasuk speaks about the shivas aminim, if our Gemara speaks about dvash, and speaking about b'nai suach, what is the proper bracha to make on fig honey? We know on all honey, so the Chasam Sofer right away says, the discussion here is limited to fig honey. The honey of all other fruits, certainly you make a shahakal. It's Gemara Masechta Brachos. The question is, on fig honey, that our Gemara and the Pasuk seems to say that the Pasuk, when it speaks about figs, really means fig honey. What is the proper bracha? Furthermore, the Pasuk can say, certainly if there are any other ingredients mixed into the honey, it would make a shahakal. Certainly, if the honey was pressed down, it would make a shakal, only if it oozes out by itself. But what is the halacha if you have all the conditions? It's fig honey that came out by itself, that's not adulterated with any other ingredients. What is the proper bracha? the halacha lemaisa is that you still make, we still, our minig is to make a shahakal, even on fig honey. But there's an interesting kafachayim that the kafachayim says that if somebody accidentally on fig honey, instead of making shahakal, made a hadoma or eitz, he shouldn't repeat the bracha. Continues the Gemara. Doros Rav Nachman Rav Chizda. Ema kitzim b'oil saifs. We've been speaking about the oilers kitzim mizbeach, that they brought these carbon oilers, that the mizbeach should never be left open, empty. It says you can't use birds for that purpose. Omer Rava Habercha. It's, what you're saying is you made this up. It's a fabrication. Omle Rav Nachman b'yitzik l'rava. My brachasa. Why are you calling that way? Anam rita nahale. Mishmeder of Simi Menador Mirit in the Halle. I'm the one that taught it to him, and I taught it to him in the name of Simi. Domer of Simi Menador, Moisrus the Dovas, the extra animals that were left over, the Moisrus Nidvas Siba Azli, were brought for Oilus Kates Hamizbeach, and the Loch is then Oilus Oif Betsiba. For Af Shmuel, says the Gemara, Savil Had Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Domer of Yehuda Am Shmuel, Karbonis tzibur, sachen mashchosen l'mashahein. And there are two ways how Rishonim explain this Gemara. Most Rishonim explain this Gemara that we're going back to the opinion of Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, the animal that was originally designated for the carbon tamid, but now we have the leftover carbon tamid, and it's Rishchaydish Nissen, and I can't use it because I have to use the new animals, so we use it for Oilus Ketz Mizbeach. But the obvious question is, how could I use it for Oilus Ketz Mizbeach? Wasn't it designated for the Karban Tamid? Says Rav Shimon Shtachem Mishchasson, that it's not considered Kodesh until you actually shecht it. So the fact that it was originally designated to be a Karban Tamid doesn't bother us that much. We have to look at the moment of the Shechita. Other Rishonim say that the Gemara is going according to the opinion of the Rabbanim, that we've been learning in our Shir, in the previous Shir, the concept of Lei Bez Demasna. And Lei Bez Din Masna says that even though it was originally designated, Bez Din can remove the original Kedusha. Why? Does Bez Din have such an ability? Because it's not really Kodesh until you shecht it. And since it's not really Kodesh, we can employ Lei Bez Din Masna. Tanya Mihachi, Umnoider of Shimon, the Sawyer, Shem Loikar Beregel, that if you didn't bring the Sawyer on Yontif, Yikra Beresh Kodesh. You should bring her in Rosh Chodesh. V'mloikar b'Rosh Chodesh. If you didn't bring her in Rosh Chodesh, yikr b'Yom Kippurim. Bring her in Yom Kippurim. V'mloikar b'Yom Kippurim. If you didn't bring her in Yom Kippur, yikr b'Regel. Bring her on the next Yontif. V'mloikar b'Regel zeh. If you didn't bring her on this Yontif, yikr b'Regel acha. Why? Sh'metchil lo'ibo el l'chap el mizbeach achitzin. As since their purpose was that it should be used for Tumas Migdash for Kedoshav, all of these Yom Tovim has some relation to that concept, and therefore it's fine. We learned furthermore in our Mishnah, Valzadim Tumas Migdash for Kedoshav, if there was a case where somebody deliberately entered the Beis Migdash or ate Kodesh when he was Tomei, Sor HaNas B'Fnim. Ask the Gemara, the Sor HaNas B'Fnim is Mechaper for him. Ask the Gemara anonymously, from where do we know? The Tanah Rabbanan, V'chipa al kodesh b'tumas b'nei Yisrael. P'shoim el hamarodim. P'shoim refers to people who do an aver b'mezit. V'ken oimer melech moyev poshabi. V'oimer oz tifshe levona b'esachi. Chatos el ashkogas. V'ken oimer nefesh kisechta b'shkogah. So the pasuk refers to both p'shoim and both mezit and shogig to teach us the sar hanasi b'fnim is mechaper both for mezit and shogig. Tumas Migdash v'Kedoshav. A few points. One is, we've mentioned a question that the Rishonim ask. We just learned earlier in our Perek that the Sar Nas B'Fnim, all these Kabbanah, the Pasuk says, Achas B'Shana. It can only serve one purpose, not two purposes. So how are we saying here, it serves two purposes? Both the situation where somebody did the Aver B'Mezid, and when he did the of Migdash Tumas V'Kedoshav, and when he did it B'Shagi. So the simple Teretz is, the Pasuk says so. So if the Pasuk says so, there's no question. Another Teretz is, that they work with very different lumdas. By Tumas Zadon, there it's mechaper entirely, because there is no carbon oil of a yoyrid, b'mezid. On the other hand, by Shagig, as we've learned in the Mishnah already, it's only toil, it only suspends until you become aware of your Avera, and then you bring a carbon oil of a Yoyrit. So since they work in very different ways, it's not considered a problem that they have both dual purposes. Another question that the Mefarshim asked is that the Gemara quotes two psukim to teach us the same concept that pshar means that somebody did it on purpose, b'mezid. Why do I need two psukim to teach us the same thing? So I saw two answers. One answer is the first pasuk speaks about a melech maya pashabi. The other pasuk speaks about a king rebelling against the king. The next pasuk speaks about commoners rebelling against the king. That we would think a commoner rebelling against the king, that a king rebelling against the king, maybe is not such a terrible aveira. But a commoner rebelling against the king is a terrible aveira. How do you have the chutzpah to rebel against the king? Says the Gemara, they both treated the same. Another pshat that I saw in the Achroinim is that there are two reasons somebody rebels. There's a mumah l'hachas, and there's a mumah l'te'ovin. So he says, when a king rebels against another king, Ben Yoyod says it's pshat, that's a mumah l'te'ovin. Why? Because he thinks that he'll be able to accomplish something with his rebellion, because he's a king himself. But when Levana, which was a small city, rebelled, so it rebelled against one king, but it's going to end up being under the control of a different king. That's a mumah l'hachas. And the pasuk is teaching us whether it's a mumah l'te'ovin, whether it's a very don l'te'ovin, whether it's a don a very don l'hachas, it's still in the same category. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his great rachmanis, says, bring the sar ha'nasim b'fneim, and you'll have a kapara.